are you? Who are you?
And if somebody came into your house when you weren't there and they'd never met you before, what kind of person would they think lived in your house right now? So not get ready to sell your house, not know that visitors are coming or somebody special is coming to your home. I'm talking about, well, I'm just about to leave my house. I'm about to go out. And I always leave my house exactly the way, well, it's the same every day, but I always leave it and I walk around, have a quick look. If somebody comes into my house while I'm away, or if I don't come back, and we never know what's going to happen to us when we go out. If a stranger came into my home, would they know what kind of person I was? And that's not some weird thing, some control freak, perfectionist thing. It's a reflection of who I am. And that's just a very personal thing because something that changed my life at 18 years of age was an experience and an exercise of, Rowie, pick 5 words to describe who you are. What do you want your reputation to be? And then the really uncomfortable question was, do you live your life like that? So if somebody came into your home when you're not there, would they find that person? And as I always share, my 5 words were tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined, and professional. Easy to remember because I connected them to the 5 fingers on my hand. It means that that's how my house is. That's the way I dress. That's the way I treat people. That's the way I run my business. That's the way I act. That's the way I live. That's my decision-making process. Is what would a tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional person do? And if somebody walked into my home, would they see that if I wasn't there? Now, you can do whatever you want, of course, none of my business. I'm just sharing that with you because every day, without fail, somebody will say to me, how can you be so happy? Or how come you're successful? Or how come you don't, things don't seem to bother you? Or how come, Roa, you've just got your life together? Well, it wasn't always together. And as I shared, that particular event, that exercise, that experience of picking 5 words to describe me as a person and then living my life that way, that completely changed my life. Because when I decided that I was going to be tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional, if you'd come into my house that day when I wasn't there, that is not the person you would have found. That was, those words were me pretending or wanting to be that person, but it certainly wasn't me. Because the third part of that exercise was, if you're going to be that person, then go into your life and clean it out, clear it out, fix it up, sort it, maintain it, whatever you have to do to be that person. So as I share, I had books in my library that were embarrassing. I had songs in my music collection that were had horrible lyric. I had rotten bananas and green cordial in my fridge, so that wasn't representative of a professional, healthy woman. There was a whole heap of things that I needed to change. And then once I changed them, I just continued to be that person. And it makes for a very fun, easy life. I'm never, if somebody says to me, I'm going to your house, I'm never like, oh, did I leave it in a mess? Because the answer is no, I never do. Because I'm a tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional woman. So I always have a clean, tidy house. And not just from the front cover. And I always ask this question. If somebody looked in the drawers in your kitchen, the drawers in your bathroom, they looked under your bed, they looked in your undie drawer, they looked at the condition of your toothbrush, the condition of what kind of cosmetics you use or what kind of toiletries you use, what kind of person would they find? And if you have self-respect, if you have self-discipline, if you are self-motivated, self-inspired, would your home reflect that? So obviously I'm standing in the middle of my home. You can see most of it. And on a regular basis, you do see most of it. That's why we built this home so that when I can do daily filming, I can always use my own home. Now, I'm very privileged. I live in the South Island of New Zealand with lots of other beautiful places to go to. And that's why I keep my home the way I do, so that when I go out, when I come home, I don't have to make the bed, I don't have to do the washing, I don't have to clean up, because I do all of those things before I go out. Now, again, this is not about you being like me, and this is not me wanting you to change. This is just a simple question. Who are you? What do you stand for? What do you want your reputation to be? And is that really you? And if you are pretending to be something, so if people think that you're disciplined, or if people think that you're healthy, or if people think that you keep a nice house, or if people think that you're a lovely person, does every area of your life reflect that? And here's another very uncomfortable question that I had to answer, and I answered very uncomfortably, but then made some massive changes. Rowie, what you say, what you do, the actions that you take, and the thoughts that you think, are they all in line? So you might be a happy, positive person, but you're thinking negative thoughts. Or you might be a lovely, kind person, but you're thinking nasty thoughts. So what you think, what you say, and what you do, do they all match up? And if somebody could listen to every word that you say, watch everything that you do, and read, hear, see all of your thoughts and what you're visualizing in your imagination, would they all match up? Now, when I was first asked that question, that was a very uncomfortable question for me. And I had a lot of changes to make. But it's been such an awesome process because I always ask myself the question, even if I'm thinking something negative, and it's not, I'm no perfect human being. I'm very aware though of what happens when you think negatively. I'm very aware when I've got angry thoughts, what it can do to your brain, to your stress levels. I'm very aware that if you are not nice to people, what can happen to your life. And I watch every day when people are, they say nasty things on social media, or they pull people down, or they criticize, or what that does to your inside is far worse than what it does to other people. Being nasty to somebody else, that's horrible. But when you are nasty to somebody else, what are you telling your own headspace? I'm a nasty person, and you have to live with that on a day-to-day basis. So those two things go together. Who are you? What do you stand for? What would you die for? I always ask that question. Pick five words to describe you as a person. Of course, it doesn't have to be five. It can be two or three or seven or 27. It doesn't matter. As long as you've got something that is a driving force for you, a compass, a map for how you're going to live your life. And then your thoughts, your actions, what you say, what you do, do they all match up? And if that's the case, is it possible that you're more likely to be happy? You're more likely to be satisfied with your life. You're not scared of getting caught out. A lot of people are scared if somebody comes to their home. They would be scared if somebody read their last 50 emails or text messages. They wouldn't want somebody to see the last websites that they visited. What if your life was literally an open book that anybody could look in there and you wouldn't be embarrassed, you wouldn't be afraid, you would just love to say, look, this is my life? And that's another really interesting question I was asked at about 18 years of age. Roe, if somebody wrote a book about you, would it be used as an example of how to live a great life, or would it be used as a warning on how not to live because you'll have a crappy life if you live like this woman? And I took that on board. And the reason for that is when I was 13 years of age, I went looking for people who had their life together, adults who had their life together. And I always talk about four things, as you know: healthy, fit and strong, career or business that you love, be financially free and have great people in your life. And I couldn't find anybody that had all of those. I found people that had some, but not all. And I set a goal at 13 that I wanted to live my life. But I set the goal for, by the time I was 50. But then I had that experience at 18 because I wasn't quite sure how to do it. How do I make sure that I am healthy, fit and strong, that I do have a career or business that I love, that I am financially free, and I do have great people in my life? That's my goal, but how do I do it? And that was, to me, the simple process. Who are you? And then be that person. Choose who you want to be, what you want to be known as, what you want your reputation to be, and then be that person. And then anybody can walk into your life. They can look in your gym bag, they can look at your car, they can look at the third drawer in your kitchen, they can look at your entire life, and you can be really proud of who you are. But even if nobody looks, you will always know. If nobody ever comes into my house, and they probably won't, but I want to know that I have a clean home, that I'm organized, that I'm inspired and motivated, and I have self-respect. I want to live my life like that. I want to live my life to the max. How about you? Super duper doo, how are you living your life to the max?